after Piers Doherty's surplus, it was distributed to 787 votes between myself and Paddy McLaughlin. We're just looking at the transfers now from Desi Shields to see how we're doing from.
Well, what is the feeling on that? I know it's very early doors, and you've just really only walked up to the ratings there. But how do you see you faring as it relates to Paddy McLaughlin from Desi Shields?
Well, on figures we were looking at earlier on, we'd be hoping that we would gain about 400 on Paddock through this. We might gain a bit more. I don't know yet. We just
so you'd close the gap by 400, yeah. Really, yeah.
And so that comes down then to Tim Jackson's elimination. And
the problem you have though is Pat the Cope's still in here, and speaking to the Jackson camp, the sense is that he's going to absorb a lot of votes. I don't know the ins and outs of it, whether that could eventually filter down to you, but it would be better if someone like Pat the Cope Gallagher had already exited the process, would it?
Probably, all right, but I mean, we think that probably both Joe McHugh and Pat the Cope will go over the quota on this. Either this or Jackson's elimination as well, which will leave a small surplus from both of them that'll have to be distributed to two. Mm-hmm. We think that we would benefit more from that than Paddy McLaughlin, but you're probably down to maybe fives and sixes or something like that there at that stage.
Yeah, and I'm not going to delay you because I know you want to get back to things, but, you know, Sinn Féin at this point have reserved the right to call a recount. Everyone has the right, I presume, but if it's tasty, as they say, towards the very end. What have you given that any consideration? If you were on the wrong end of this, what would the margin have to be before you'd perhaps want things looked at again?
Well, I suppose we were looking a wee bit earlier at that, Greg. You know, like, if you take it that 70 votes is 0.01% of the entire count here, you know, so I mean, if we're within, if Paddy McLaughlin beats us by 70 votes, it's only 0.01% of the entire vote that would have to change that. So, you know, that we'd have to be seriously thinking about it.
Yeah. And finally, you know, 25% of the electorate voted independent. Do we need going forward some sort of a, I know you're very proud of your independentness, but do we need some sort of vote management so that that 25% of the vote can actually, you know, for definite return an independent voice to the Dáil?
Well, the nature of independents is a very diverse group, and, and you know, the independents in this race, it was very diverse as well.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, while people are independent, there's a very wide range in political views. Mm. You know, it's whether you have like-minded independents, and, you know, and as well in the constituency, as the size of Donegal, geography plays a very important role too. You know, so, I mean, I think there may be a need, there is an independent vote there, that vote needs to be represented. Hopefully I'll still be in a position to represent that after this count.
That's the very important point, because I don't want to be using the wrong sort of tones to sort of imply anyone is giving up here. Both you and Paddy McLaughlin are both in with a really, really good chance of securing this last seat.
Oh yeah, everything's still to play for, and it's funny, it'll go down to the very wire. And indeed, you know, I think regardless of if I win, I think there probably will be a recount as well. And you know, and that's within everybody's right.
Should I make any plans for tomorrow,
I wouldn't be making any plans. I haven't made any yet, Greg, anyway. So if there's no recount, I'll be sleeping. But if there is a recount, we'll both be here.
And very, very finally, so just to clarify for those out there that love to follow the figures and all, after Desi Shields votes, after the dust has settled on that, providing, I mean, obviously someone could pass the quota, what have you, but you believe once we get down to eliminating Tim Jackson that you'll be within 400 votes of Paddy McLaughlin again?
I think so. That's what we estimate on our figures. Now, obviously, we'll have to see whether that's
is
confirmed or not. And then it comes down to Tim Jackson's elimination then as well, which I think we'll actually gain significantly.
That will suit
more
you
than
better than Paddy McLaughlin, I would imagine.
Yeah, we're not gaining hugely from Tim Jackson's transfers, but Paddy McLaughlin's not gaining anything.
Yeah.
You know, so that's comes the difference, you know. Well,